This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A legal double jolt for U.S. President Donald Trump, as two close associates found themselves answering to U.S. federal prosecutors. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Within minutes of Air Force One leaving for West Virginia, the hits came fast in Manhattan.
Michael Goen pled guilty to 8 felony charges.
And suburban Washington.
Mr. Manafort is disappointed.
The president's former lawyer cutting a plea deal and implicating him in a hush money scheme. His former campaign chief convicted of 8 felonies. Just after landing in Charleston, the president had little to say about Cohen, but blasted the Manafort verdict, the first to come at a trial stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe.
This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And on the heels of the legal woes of the two Trump associates, a U.S. senator from the state of Massachusetts is now pushing a set of reforms to address government corruption. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren's package includes new limits on lobbying, rules for governing financial holdings, disclosures by officials, and transparency measures. The commander of United States Forces Korea is shedding more light on the suspended joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. General Vincent Brooks said the joint drills in recent years were used to pressure North Korea to engage in diplomatic talks.
Broadly, I would characterize this as a period of time where we've successfully used the military instrument to help set conditions for diplomatic engagement to take root and take effect.
Some security analysts have voiced concern that suspending the exercises would have a long-term detrimental impact on the combined forces' ability to work in unison as new troops are constantly rotating in. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Wednesday during a visit to Israel that U.S. officials have spoken with allies about what else could be done to achieve maximum pressure on Iran, including further sanctions and other unspecified measures. But speaking to reporters in Jerusalem, he insisted regime change is not the goal behind the U.S. efforts. He said the goal is massive in the regime's behavior.
The Iran nuclear deal mitigated the effects of its mismanagement of the economy and gave the regime new life, gave this regime that's been the central banker of international terrorism since 1979 new assets that it could use for its nuclear weapons program.
Critics of the nuclear agreement, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, say Iran got too much while giving up too little and retained an ability to pursue nuclear weapons. Iran insists its nuclear program has been for peaceful purposes. Social media giants say they've moved hundreds of pages and accounts linked to Russia and Iran. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, Facebook says it's removed more than 650 pages, groups, and accounts.
Facebook CEO says some of the accounts were linked to Russia, but they also traced activity from Iran. One group, called Liberty Front Press, set up multiple accounts on Facebook and Instagram, and then a second group, linked to that, was trying to hack into people's accounts to spread malware. Mark Zuckerberg says the company has reported this activity to the governments of the U.S. and the United Kingdom. Facebook vowed to better police its platform after admitting last year that Russian agents were able to operate false news sites that worked to influence political beliefs to affect the outcome of the 2016 election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A hearing will be held Wednesday in Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court on the opposition party's challenge last month's presidential election. The Movement for Democratic Change has accused Zimbabwe's Election Commission of rigging the July 30th vote in favor of the current president and his ruling party. He won 51% of the vote, as opposed to his opponent, who got 44% of the vote. The leader of Syria's al-Qaeda affiliate has vowed to fight on in Idlib province, the country's last major rebel stronghold, in the face of a possible government offensive there. The rare public statement by Abu Muhammad al-Ghulani came as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces sent reinforcements into areas around Idlib in the country's northwest, along with the border of Turkey. Clad in white robes, signifying a state of purity, men and women from 165 countries converged on Jamarat in Saudi Arabia to perform the ritual of hurling pebbles at a giant wall and the symbolic stoning of the devil from a 3-story bridge there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.